Hello, Fractured Spine. Welcome to the podcast. How are you both?
Hello, and thank you for having us.
Yeah.
So, Fractured Spine was a one-man band by me, Antti, until Timo joined in 2008. Great. And we are from Hämeenlinna, Finland.
Oh, cool. Excellent. Yeah. You're the second Finnish resident, at least, that I've had on the podcast, believe it or not. A friend of mine, In Your Dreams, is in Finland, I think. And if I've got that wrong, that's embarrassing. But they're actually from the UK, but live in Finland. So great. Great to have you on. So, what's the story of Fractured Spine? So you said it was a one-man band, and now it's a two-person band?
Yes, it's just us.
Yeah, so we are cousins.
Oh, cool. Good.
And I'm Timo, by the way.
Pleasure.
Antti began his own project on 2008.
Right.
A bit earlier, but was just some demos. And
sure.
Then Timo got involved.
I was in the army, and cool. When I got out, I just figured out of this project, and Antti started showing me some songs that he had made, and I got interested right away that this could have some greater potential.
Good.
And I needed a vocalist for the songs.
Right. Yeah,
because in the beginning it was mostly instrumental.
Right. Yeah,
so I joined, and it was 2011, if I remember. Yes.
So you're the vocalist, and you are the guitarist.
He's the main vocalist.
Yeah, okay.
I am the main vocalist. Yeah, and the lyricist too.
Okay, cool, good stuff.
And I play the instruments.
Excellent.
On the songs.
And he's also mainly responsible for the compositions.
Fantastic. Okay, cool. Sounds like a winning team then. There's music run in the family then? Is you know, you two being cousins and stuff, if I heard that right?
A bit, maybe. My father was very good guitar player.
Cool.
And I guess he still is, but
and my mother has been in the choir for all of her life.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's definitely in the family then. There's definitely some roots, musical roots there, I suppose.
Yeah. I was a very small kid when my father played guitar to me. I guess it has some roots in there.
Right.
In my case.
Are any of them metalheads as well?
Metal was a thing that came far later.
Yeah, sure. Cool.
At the school age.
Fantastic. So, obviously, I know you two through Emmanuel, of Phoenix Records. And he's great. Like, he's quite a few of the musicians I've had in this podcast is because of him, so I'm very grateful to him. How did you get in touch with Emmanuel? How did that happen?
He was actually contacting us.
Cool.
He had found our songs from somewhere and liked them, and he was proposing a contract to us. That was back in 2016, but we still had a contract with another label back then.
Right.
Yeah.
But we started working with him last year. No.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It was a small Finnish record label called Inverse Records.
Right.
That published our two first studio albums.
Right. Great. So, how many albums have you got out now?
This is the third one now. What we are making.
Oh, great. Oh, so you're currently working.
And then we have also a couple of EPs.
Fantastic. Yeah. Good stuff. So there's definitely a bit of a catalogue there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have three EPs. Four EPs.
A bunch of demos, and now we are soon done with the third album.
Fantastic. And so do you produce yourselves, or do you go into studios, that sort of thing?
We produce ourselves, but with the mixing is done by an external mixer called Jeffro Luxide.
Okay,
cool. He is in the States, so I'm just sending the digital files to him.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's great that you can just work with someone over on the other side of the world, isn't it? Or at least some thousands of miles away, and you could just retransfer the files and stuff, right?
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, and the studio we use is our own build.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
it's where Auntie lives.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, here downstairs.
Yeah, and that was setting some limitations at the beginning. Like we had to use e-drums on the first album and demos, right, because there was no way that I could have gotten an acoustic kit in that flat, sure, and just banged it all the way. The neighbors would have gone crazy.
Yeah, I mean, fortunately, technology solves some of these problems for us, right? I suppose.
Yeah.
So do you do a lot of stuff like in the software, or is it more external, more outward?
It's pretty much all instruments and hardware.
Yeah.
So like I'm miking the guitar amps with a cabinet and the acoustic kit. Of course, some parts may have to be replaced in the mixing process because it's just not everything sounds great, sure, when it's recorded in a home studio.
Sure. Sure. Okay, cool. So tell me a bit more then about Fractured Spine on a musical level. Like how would you describe the sound of Fractured Spine?
Well, we have always been very melodic, and right, I would say we are more on a bit more on the doom metal side. Okay.
Cool.
Yes, I think so too. It's the core. The core is on melancholy and melodic rock and melodic metal infused in doom, but then there's the shell covering that, where comes the progressive metal,
right,
melodic death metal, some bits and parts of black metal influence.
Sure.
Yeah, we have a lot of influences from outside metal, so there's like a lot of lighter songs that are not so heavy, and then of the heavier songs that incorporate more unclean vocals and screams and such.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. So can I say melodic doom metal? Would that be okay?
Yeah, I think that's...
Yeah.
Melodic death doom, yeah, perhaps, yeah, is the closest
melodic death
description.
Doom. Okay, cool. Good. So that's what I'd Google to find similar music, huh? Would that work?
Yeah. I think that's a book. Yeah.
Good stuff. So who would you say are your influences as a band? Like, if you had like to pick three influences, other bands, that sort of thing.
Maybe number one is should be obviously My Dying Bride.
Right.
Okay. They're all British doom metal band.
Right.
And I would also say Some Rain has been a big influence. They're not metal, but they have been influencing
depressive rock here from Finland.
Right.
What would be the third? Would it be I could say
Katatonia would be
Katatonia. Yes. Okay, from great. Sweden.
Good stuff. Yeah, that's great. I mean, so that kind of like helps, I suppose, like triangulate like where you are musically, I suppose, as Fractured Spine. So you've released a few albums and a handful of EPs now, and you're currently working on another album, right?
Yes.
Yes. We have the fifth song coming out within 1 week from that. We are releasing it song by song now so that the time frame doesn't go so long,
sure,
to get,
sure,
the whole album out.
Sure.
But there's three more songs coming after that, and they are also soon finished. They're mostly missing vocals and some arrangements.
Fantastic. Cool. So what can people expect from that album?
I think it's a bit maybe more similar to the first album than the second.
Right.
Yes, I could relate to that, but I could also say that it's a bit more refined than the first was.
Yeah.
It's my opinion, but I think it's the best work we have ever done.
Great. That's really good to hear. Yeah, yeah. That's what you wanna feel. Like, you wanna be putting out always your best work, right?
Yes.
And I think with the third album, I think like, because now you're past the difficult second album, right? So yeah. Now you're doing the third album, and that's, I suppose, so was there like a conscious decision to go back to what you, to sort of thing you did in the first album? Is that what I'm hearing?
I wouldn't say so. It just comes naturally.
Sure.
And there was couple of song ideas which by natural started to sound like their own thing.
Yeah, many of the compositions were actually half ready already in 2017, but it has been a bit delayed.
Right.
But on the other hand, I could say that would be the case, because the second album, in my opinion, ended up being too varied, and the song order was perhaps it could have been better thought through.
Sure.
Yeah, that was one reason why we published the four EPs in between, because the songs were, there were so many different kinds of songs that they just wouldn't fit on the same album.
Right. So, because I suppose that's quite a difficult thing to do, I suppose it depends how you write and make these songs, right? Because I think sometimes an album was made as an album, but sometimes it wasn't, right? And then you have to think about the order of the songs and that sort of thing. Like, is that something you find, does the order of the songs like come naturally, or do you find sometimes that it's difficult?
It's usually is very difficult, at least to us. It has been, because you can have so many great songs, but if you put them in wrong order, you could perhaps ruin the entire album.
Right.
For some people.
For sure.
And I do hope that some people at least still listen to albums as whole.
Oh. Yeah.
And then not just like one or two songs on Spotify.
Yeah,
sure. I'm a bit old school when it comes to that, and Timo as well.
Yeah.
Well, fortunately, some people are always old school, so you can count on that.
Yeah,
for sure. So, you released the music on digital platforms and stuff. Are there any CDs and that sort of thing?
Yeah, of the first two albums and the first of the four EPs, they have physical releases, cool. But these days the CD sales are kind of non-existent anymore.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's stuff that I think about that a lot, you know, because as I'm building song cards and stuff, because I suppose I want to, you know, because I think something that has been kind of lost in the streaming era is like music as a product, like the music product, you know, like going to the shop and buying. Yeah, exactly. Mm. So I'm hoping with song cards that I try and give it that kind of feel again, but in the digital space, I suppose. Sorry, was there a question?
Yeah, the problem with Spotify and all these others is everything is listenable so easily. It doesn't feel like a product anymore. It's like eating in McDonald's instead of some greater
in a better restaurant. Yeah,
better restaurant.
Yeah. I totally agree. I mean, it's like there's just that sheen, that kind of, you know, the like I was even thinking about cellophane the other day, you know, like the cellophane shrink wrap of a product, whether it's a vinyl record or of a CD and something. And I was like, oh, how can I make digital shrink wrap? How can I like make that a digital thing? And I'm barely even halfway through that thought process, but I was like, oh, how can I make it? Because a part of the product, I think, is packaging, right? It's like how it's packaged together and like the experience of like opening it, you know, or
unboxing.
Well,
vinyls are kind of bringing that back.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And it's great that vinyl, because vinyl is actually growing like year on year, which is really, really good. But vinyl is also difficult, you know, like it's also like expensive to make and expensive to sell and distribute.
Yeah. And you also need to master the song specifically for vinyl and pressing them is more expensive.
It's all expensive, right? So, I mean, I'm hoping that there's a space between streaming and vinyl that is digital. I'm hoping so, anyway. But yeah, it's interesting. I think it's interesting that, you know, that feeling of a music product is kind of lost in streaming. But, you know, I think people do want to... It's clear that people do want to... buy stuff, you know, because they are buying vinyl, you know, and they are buying music on Bandcamp and stuff, which is great. I'm a big fan of Bandcamp.
That's a great site.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, they sell like $200 million a year of music, which is quite impressive, especially considering none of that is major label music or anything like that. So
and now many of the other sites have now stopped, like CD Baby. Ended their store.
Yeah, they literally stopped doing CDs. CD Baby don't do CDs.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
They might have to consider a rebrand. So, okay, cool. So, let's talk about your song card. So, Emmanuel set that all up and it's great. It's live on the site so people can discover it there. I've got it open in front of me and it will be in the show notes. But what I've got here, I'll just pick out a couple of things from the about section, which you may or may not have written. I don't know. So it says here, oh, you've had some good reviews in specialized press like Woodbangers, who wrote, these guys have taken almost every influence under the sun and compiled it into one. That's good.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing to hear, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually don't remember who was writing that biography. Where it came from originally, but I think we had it for years on our website.
Oh, fantastic. Good stuff. Yeah. And it says here on the song card as well, we're proud to have gathered in this song card our two new singles, All for Nothing and Daughter, plus two other of our most accomplished songs, as well as lots of pictures, our official clip, and exclusive video review by rock metal bands. So
I think Emmanuel was probably including what's happened there.
Good stuff. So shout out to Emmanuel. I've given him so many shout outs over this podcast, like with his other artists and stuff, because everyone just loves him. And, you know, I appreciate him. So it says here the included. So I've said that included songs and that sort of thing. So, yeah. So for anyone listening who wants to listen to that and get that song card, it is available in the show notes as well as other relevant information as well. So before we wrap this up, thank you for coming on, but let's
thank you for having us.
That's all right. So what can people expect from Fractured Spine next? What's to come over the next year or so?
That's a good question.
let's not go that far.
Yeah.
Let's finish the third album and
yeah, maybe more music, but I can't promise anything now.
The third album, though, is the one, right? That's what you're...
Yeah, that's what we are trying to finish now.
And
we'll just have to see.
We'll just have to see, yeah. I know what it's like with the music production process can be... It's hard to put a date on things sometimes, right?
Yeah.
For sure. But for people who want to keep following you and keep up to date, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, our Bandcamp page gets the new songs first, and
good.
Of course, following our Facebook page, and then we've got the notifications about the updates.
Fantastic, and that's Fractured
Spine. And of
course,
there's our YouTube channel.
Great, and they can just find you looking up Fractured Spine. I'll put the links in the show notes as well. But Fractured Spine, yeah, on YouTube, Bandcamp, and Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Cool. Is there anything, any last thing that you'd like to mention or plug to the audience?
Thanks for the support.
Yeah, thanks for having us. And we will have the new song called Praise coming live in about a week.
Fantastic. Okay, cool. So that will be out by the time that this podcast goes out, I think. So yeah, you should be able to get that. Fantastic. Cool. So I'll put the song card link and your social links and your Bandcamp link in the show notes as well. But to both of you, thank you so much for coming on. It's been a real pleasure to speak with you. And perhaps we'll do this again in the future after that third album's come out.
Yes. Yes. Thank
Excellent.
You again.
I look forward to No worries. I look forward to hearing the album. Take care, guys.
Yes. Cheers. Thank you.